Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. TGS on KMOX 307. Our buddy Alvin Reed is here with us. And I will be honest, we are talking about how many people would have to die until we would be in line for a Cardinals broadcast position.
Yeah. And you know, we still may not be in that line.
Oh, yeah. They could all die.
They could easily call Memphis or Springfield.
Right. Right.
No. Peoria's right up the road.
Well, maybe they'll have like announcer Old Timers Day.
There you go.
And just so like, hey, like, you know, and these are the kind of things that happen when your team like is completely like out of contention. Like the Rockies will probably like be asking people to come broadcast some games by the end of the season. So maybe that's our niche right there. Mm-hmm. We could, hey, do you feel like doing a game? Do you think you can get enthused for the game this late September? I said, sure, I can. I could do that.
Well, it seems like they, once a game, have a little kid go in and do John Hewlett's job. So maybe I'll just apply for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, do that for like an inning. Little Davey Glover from the, oh my God, it's Dave. And I'll just be like, up next, Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Right. Or maybe we could, which of the teams still plays? The one out in St. Peter's is not playing, but the one over on the Metro East, they do play, right?
Someone's playing out in O'Fallon.
All right.
Well, no, that's college league that runs out there.
Okay.
At T.R. Hughes, which is it's called something else now, though. It's Carshield Field.
Yeah. You know, I think I once like did one out there, and I said, hey, have you ever liked to do it again? And I said, well, what is it? You know, is it pay? No, we don't pay anything. I said,
if you would like to do it.
I was like, no, St. Peter's? I said, like, yeah, you played at Kirkwood High School.
Hey, dude.
Maybe.
I put myself in the old man baseball draft. You want to do it with me? You want to be... Want to be shortstop and second base?
I could still do it.
Okay.
All right. I could still do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if I get picked up, I'll tell them I have a buddy.
Okay. All right. I could still do it. And I'll be ready. Like I said, I don't want to say too much time on my hands, but I'll have more time on my hands.
Good.
All right.
Good.
I look forward to it.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow's military parade?
I'm going to skip the military parade. Tomorrow, I have other things to be doing.
More pressing matters.
Yeah, the military parade takes on, you know, even more whatever after the events of today.
Yeah,
it just looks bad. That's all. But I'm not going to go into it. Look, I support the military. Have a great day. Not down with military parades in the United States of America.
I agree. I agree. And part of it is because we're so strong.
Yeah.
Right? If you have that sort of, you know what kind of energy, you don't need to unzip your pants.
That's how I've always felt about it. And, you know, I've told you over the years, I said, like, now, if there was ever a situation that need be handled, the United States of America can handle
it. You've always said that.
With its military. It's just not, you don't even have to be there. That's why I said, like, this just looks bad because it looks like it's about one person. And maybe it's not, but... I just like, it's unnecessary. It's just unnecessary.
What's your take on what has been going on in L.A.?
Well, you know, I think when you confront law enforcement, be they right, wrong, whatever, you're on the losing side when you're taking a physical battle to those that are there for whatever reason. Sit down in the street, block, do whatever you need to do, but don't get into the riotous altercations. That defeats the purpose all the way around. Meanwhile, at home, I think it is lunacy to say, I've already called out the National Guard in Missouri just as a proactive response. Well, you're asking for it then. Now, people that were just normally, and I don't mean the people that were going to be out there protesting that were peaceful, now you do have those individuals that's like, now I want to, you want some, I'm going to give you some. Mm-hmm. That's no way to run the gubernatorial office. It was just a bad idea all the way around because we haven't had any violent protests here in Missouri. And so why even invite that thought into the process?
Did you guys see Fetterman's getting crap from people? I think on the Democratic side because he tweeted this about all the protests and everything. He said, win the argument. Do not loot, set crap on fire, or assault law enforcement. Do protest peacefully, organize to win elections, call out defensive, destructive behavior. And he's got a picture of the cars that were burned in L.A. and all that. So, like, he's basically saying what you're saying there, Alvin, and he's getting hell for it. People are, like, telling him he's not a real Democrat or whatever. Like, that right there is the way, right?
You know what? I don't mean to be whatever, but my friend Alvin Reed may not have the rights he has now if those protests in the 60s had been violent. What was so powerful about them is that they were peaceful.
Yes.
That's why things changed.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always look at protests at all, and people talk about this and that. And I said, like, well, you know, there are a lot of people that are out there that protest today. And I said, like, you know, I didn't see you, you know, when them fire hoses was blasting people. They were sicking dogs on folks and whatnot. Y'all was watching on TV, you know, and it was terrible, and it helped change America, but you weren't there, okay? And now it's kind of like, we deserve this, and we're that. And I'm not calling out any individual group of people that call themselves Democrats, but I'm still like, y'all wasn't there. So, you know, I have problem with you, you know, like, we should be doing this and blah, this. I said, like, well, how about you let the people that did this before, who are peaceful, like I say, just do your thing and be out there in number and strategize. Vote. That was what really set people off in the South that were vehemently segregationists, was the fact that they were not protesting, but they were registering people to vote. That's where the emphasis should be. And that's, you know, look, I get protesting. It need be done right now because, you know, I think that, hey, the way things are going in the United States of America are very un-American at this time. I'm not calling any individual un-American. It's just like, we due process has been thrown out the window and we can't have that. I don't care if you got a Republican, Democrat, independent running the country. You can't have that.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Wheels has said this a lot, and I couldn't agree more, that due process is square one. And if something becomes inconvenient for you, like the border crisis, and what are we going to do with 11 million people? And it would take years to have a million court hearings. Yep. And that's what we do.
We just have to do that.
And we make sure this doesn't happen again.
Right. Now, and I will tell you, like, say, as journalists, I've told these people, like, hey, if it ever came to the day that I said something on the radio or I wrote something in the newspaper and somebody could come knock on my door and drag me out my house and take me to jail, we wouldn't be journalists anymore. Yeah. We ain't got that many. We got some chutzpah. But really, Alvin, if it really came down to that, where your life was in danger because you came in and were critical of the existing leadership of your country, we would quit. We'd find something else to do. And that's where we can't go there. We can't take away and make people fearful of actually representing the profession that we're in.
Well, there are like, so we got a comment from Brian on YouTube who says they're protesting illegal criminals and gang members being deported. They're not. It's about how you're doing the job. Law enforcement is about proving your case against the accused. It is not, we say you're this and you're gone. They can't just show up to my house and say, you did something, you're going to jail right now. They have to be able to go get a warrant for my arrest, which means they have to have some proof of it before they do it. So what people, now there are bad, as you guys both point out, there are bad people who are doing terrible, violent things because they want to, because they want the trouble, they want the fight, they want all that stuff. Those people are awful. But there are a lot of people that are just saying, this is not how we do it. If you're going to deport people, follow the law. And don't just start saying someone is this or someone is that. You got to prove that they are, so that we don't have innocent people who are legal or who haven't committed a crime being thrown in jail or arrested without cause.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You could go ask Gabe Gore, police chief, Robert Tracy, any police department, any prosecutor. Do y'all know where the dope is? Y'all know where the criminals are? Y'all know all that stuff, don't you? He said, like, yes, we do. But you can't just barge in and just start arresting people, right? So, like, nope, can't do that. We have to do this in the way that our country says we should deal with criminal offenses, innocent until proven guilty, even though we know you're guilty. Even though we can sit outside, it's just like, man, they're moving dope in there. Yeah. You know, man, they got stolen goods.
I know where it is.
They got stolen goods. out the wazoo over there. But we can't just barge in, arrest them, confiscate everything and whatnot. Because A, they'll be back out on the street. B, we'll get sued. We know they're criminals. They know they're criminals. We have to play by this set of rules because that's how we became the country that we are. I still think we're the finest country in the world because we do things the correct way. And the second we stop doing things the correct way, we lose that stature. I think we're losing that stature. We're far from lost, but we've drawn ourselves closer to some of the countries that we make fun of.
Yeah, I mean, I think that isn't. I mean, that's entirely it. Mm. At least from my view, I'm not defending anybody who's breaking the law, but I do want to follow it because if you allow the line to be crossed, then that means innocent people are at risk. That means anybody that's not doing so, because you can say, well, I'm not an illegal alien. Maybe the issue is something else down the road right now, but you don't want the precedent to be set.
That's the whole thing.
That you don't have to follow due process.
Yes. That's the thing is that, and I look, somebody else is going to be president. Somebody else is going to be in charge of the House. This is all going to be. And then there are individuals right now who love what's going on who will say the second that the administration changes to the other side will say like, well, we can't have that. Right. Well, wait a minute. Now the precedent has been set. And some of the decisions that are being made by the Supreme Court, I could become president and say, like, you know what? I'm gonna do a 180 on some of this stuff. And then everybody's gonna say, like, oh, I can't believe the Supreme Court allowed Alvin to do this and allowed Alvin to do that. And I don't think I would, but at the same time, there let me put it this way. I said, like, oh, if one day, okay, I just woke up and said, like, hey, Alvin, something happened, you know, like, man, you know, over 80% of the people in the country are black now. Right? I said, like, yeah, we all sit around and say, like, well, we'll be a lot more fair. Things will be a lot more of this, a lot more of that. I said, like, no, the first thing would be, like, I'd have to convince people, and hey, we can't be taking, like, revenge on people. We'll destroy the country that we love. So, like I say, a lot's going on right now that, no, you don't want to do this because we're setting a trap for ourselves in the future because this whole, like, anything goes because, A, I made a campaign promise, or B, I said I was going to do this, and the law says I can do it. It's like, man, you know, you don't necessarily want to go there.
It's Alvin Reed. Thank you, Alvin. Appreciate it, Bob.
Anytime, man.
Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Ah, look at the rain out there.
Oh, wow.
I am so befuddled by my plants.
What's
going on?
I bought them, so I say brand new, however you buy plants, and they were perfectly healthy, and I've been watering them, and they're outside in the sun, and they're just dying, and I can't tell whether it's too much water, not enough water, but it's depressing.
Sorry.
I don't like failing.
I get that.
Wheels, you're having a hell of a discussion with the stream today.
And I'm not trying to pick a fight. I think, you know, the problem here is it mostly is just, I think, a lack of time for people to communicate ideas, right? So you're doing an 8-minute segment and you got 2 minutes to address a message and then you're doing things back and forth on chat. It's hard to get into nuance in that scenario. But, you know, we've got a couple of people. I don't need to pick names out to pick on anybody. It's not the point. But like, well, then, you know, because I pointed out, look, the Constitution doesn't just grant due process rights to citizens. It's to anybody in the U.S. And again, the whole point of the way this is designed is to protect innocent people. And that does mean sometimes bad people get away with stuff they shouldn't. But the whole point of our judicial system, the whole, you know, one of the founding parts of the Constitution is we want to be very sure that innocent people are not being trampled on. That outweighs bad people getting away with things the way that we've always run things. And we've had some comments like, well, then they need to change the Constitution. Well, that's fine. Do the process. Go through and try to amend the Constitution. It's been done before. How many amendments do we have? Right? But follow the process. You don't just get to decide, I don't like that, so I'm going to do it a different way.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the point. So when we're getting into this, these arguments are very nuanced. And unfortunately, a lot of places that do political coverage, whether they be right or left leaning, don't do it that way. It's there, those two parties, the two outlets, regardless of whether they're right or left leaning, are too often on a side, and they're mad at the other side more than they're talking about the issue in the middle, which is we have laws, we need to follow the laws, and if we're only going to get criminals, then what should be happening is we should be going to the police. The police should say, yep, this is a criminal, we're going to press charges, we're going to present those charges, we're going to convict you, and then you're going to go. That's not expedient, but justice is not meant to be expedient, because if it moves too fast, it makes too many mistakes. And I get that we want to take people. I am in support of deporting people that are here illegally, and then I also agree with the idea that we should be creating a path for people to come legally, so that, because we do need people, right? There, and you just saw Donald Trump come out, was it yesterday, the day before, saying basically, whoa, we're going to slow this down because the hotel industry is hurting and agriculture is hurting, farming is hurting. He said those things because there are a lot of illegal immigrants that work in those industries, and those industries are getting hit. So which is it? Do we have to get all the illegals, or do we just got to make exceptions because certain industries need them? And well, all we're asking for is consistency and applying the law the way the law is written. And if you do that and people are still mad, then you have the upper hand in being right because you're following the law.
Well, that's the problem, too, with painting all undocumented immigrants as if they're terrible people and need to leave our country. We obviously rely on them for things that help the country. There are, you just referenced a couple of industries.
Construction is another one.
And it's like, it's just wild to me that people want to paint with this broad brush and be like, they're illegal, they need to be out of here. It's like, dude, you didn't do anything special to be born in the United States. You really didn't.
I was lucky is all I did.
Yeah, you didn't like complete the challenge and you earned your way here. You were born here. There are other people who want the same opportunities that we have. I can't really blame them for taking that opportunity if they see it.
And people that are really hardcore about this, that want everybody gone and want everybody to suffer consequences, you should be boycotting every business that employs illegals. And you should be wanting your government to press charges because it is illegal to employ illegal immigrants. But we ain't going after them, are we?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Little rain out there, Dave. I guess it's going to be kind of off and on.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, first of all, all the dads out
there. Happy
Father's
Day.
Coming up on Sunday, happy U.S. Open Golf Tournament. We like that, too.
Andrew, you know where that's played?
Nope. Well, that one at least changes all the time.
That one does change every year. So take a guess, Andrew.
It's not been the same place for 100 years.
It's in Pennsylvania. Try it.
There you go.
Andrew's not playing today.
Pittsburgh.
Close. What's the country club?
Pittsburgh.
He's just
Central.
Torturing you at this point.
Pittsburgh Central Country Club.
There you go. That's it. Yeah, sure. Oakmont. Maybe one of the toughest. But no, you know what? It's probably one of the toughest courses in the world.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking
in the world.
That. Yeah, it's gotta be tough. Yeah, you got the hills, you got the rocks, you got the trees,
got all that grass.
So there's so much grass.
And some of that grass is longer than the other grass.
If they don't cut it, it will be. You know, got to keep that stuff cut.
Got the church pews too.
Yeah, and then that really short grass, they keep moving the sticks around.
Makes it harder.
Yeah.
So, yes, to answer your question directly instead of indirectly, there are scattered showers out there, a few rumbles of thunder, nothing strong, nothing severe. They kind of pop up and then they do their thing, and then they fall apart. It's a cutoff low pressure system. In fact, if you pull up a satellite map and put it in motion, or pull up the radar, put it in motion, you'll see the circulation around this low, and it's almost right on top of us. So rain off and on today, rain off and on this evening, rain off and on tonight. I think we're going to squeeze out a good portion of the weekend rain-free, but it's going to be very humid. Some scattered showers, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms around on Saturday, but also a mix of clouds and sunshine, a lot of dry time, 85. Sunday, partly sunny, very humid, but only a chance of a spot thunderstorm. Most of Sunday should be rain-free and 87 degrees. Keep that going on Monday. Cutoff lows are slow moving. They're slow to move in. They're slow to move out. We're kind of used to that this spring and summer.
Sure seems like it. How do you guys feel about the spring? Feel like we had a good long spring? It hadn't been 90 degrees yet, or you feel like it was just rain?
I feel like it was nice.
Yeah, it felt like it was mostly rain, but almost always on the weekends.
Mm. Yeah, that's the key. It's been almost always on the weekend.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that? We get.
Who do I need to talk to about this?
You know what? We get caught into cycles. And I think the longest run was about 14 weekends in a row. I forget what year that was, but we had a long, long stretch of rain every single weekend. We're running close to that now.
I'm lucky I don't mind that. Like, there's things you like in life and things you don't. And my later life, I've developed kind of a love of rainy days, especially on the weekends. Yeah. Don't mind it too much. Yeah. So.
Cozy.
Nice and cozy. Right. It's like a weekend at Oakmont.
Wherever it may be.
Headlines, right?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Most U.S. adults say Trump's military parade is not a good use of money, a new poll finds. About 6 in 10 Americans believe the parade is not a good use of government funds. Most Republicans do approve of the event, but Democrats and independents are more likely to see it as a waste. The parade is expected to cost between $25 and $45 million.
You guys going
to
check in on it?
Yeah. I'll definitely follow on X and such.
Tomorrow afternoon.
5:30. I want to see what's going on
tomorrow.
I mean, to be fair, regardless of any of this, I'm not a big fan of parades.
Oh, word.
I mean, like, just a non-politics, non-partisan example. After the Cardinals World Series wins, I did not stick around for parades.
It could be a parade about me, and I wouldn't want to watch it.
Like, miss me with the Thanksgiving Day parades. I got nothing for those.
Even as a kid, I remember, like, they'd throw candy, and I'm like, I get this part.
Yeah.
But just watching these fat guys with Hams beers go by on floats really slow and throwing me Tootsie Rolls, like, I'm not quite getting it.
Wow.
Like,
there's a blowback.
Parade, wow. Yeah. Parades are one of those things that we did, like, 100 years ago, and I don't know why we still do
them. Because we
didn't
have anything else.
Right, exactly.
It is a very, like, boomer-coded, like, what's the ultimate way to celebrate? Like, oh, we'll do a parade. Like, I don't know. I think
they'll go away?
Will parade? I think they will be less prevalent as the years go on. I don't think, unless the country takes a turn I don't want it to take, I don't think we will be doing military parades in 50 years.
I'd be like, all of them. All of them can, like, I don't want to do...
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need
celebration. You're a little cranky. You're a little cranky today.
I don't like parades. I just don't. Like, I
well, even like the Macy's. I'm really like, oh, look, it's Charlie Brown.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Duh.
Oh, they ruined.
I got a phone.
They ruined
I can look
that
them up
parade.
On my phone anytime I want. I don't need
got
to
a bunch
go
of people lip syncing on floats. And then you sit in one spot and you see them for like 2 minutes and it's gone. And you're like, all right, great.
It is funny whenever the balloons, like, get out of control, though.
It's the only good part.
Mm-hmm. You got Snoopy taking over.
Meta is cracking down on AI nudify apps. There's a app maker called Crush AI. They have repeatedly circumvented Meta's rules to purchase sexually explicit deepfake ads on its platforms. The app allows users to create nude or sexualized images from a photo of someone's face without their consent. Meta has rules against this, but Crush AI created a network of business accounts to buy ads and had active users managing Facebook pages where the ads were displayed.
Okay, let me say something. I'm not the most normal person. I think we all agree on this. I have my own personal little peccadillos. I don't understand, and thank God I don't. Like, I don't have a foot fetish. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't understand what people get out of. So this is Sally Connor, but she's naked. Like,
it's a control and a power. I mean, it's similar to like a sexual assault.
Okay, well, that makes a little more sense.
It's about having power over the other person. Like, oh, they don't want me to see them naked, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, sadly, you just described it in 2 seconds, and it's even worse than I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all bad.
I thought they were looking more for sexual gratification, which I'm sure they are.
I'm sure that's a part of it.
But that makes sense.
But there's a reason why when you have unlimited free sexual content on the internet, you choose to create
your own
without someone's consent.
Okay.
And also it makes you a complete and total loser.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before, right? But I think those people that do that should be guilty of a crime that gets the same penalties as somebody who actually steals photos or takes photos that were inappropriate or unapproved, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be the same crime.
President Trump has opened a waiting list for the $5 million Trump card. These are gold card visas with promised citizenship in exchange for millions of dollars. They are updated versions of the EB-5 investor visas. It requires investment in a U.S. commercial enterprise. I personally think this is a pretty bad look to do this while we're having all of these protests and arguments over paths to citizenship and such. But that's just one person's opinion.
You know, one thing I'll say about today's political climate, and maybe it's just me because we're all sort of egocentric little self-contained skin bags. We think that people are experiencing the world the same way that we are. But it seems to me, Dave Murray, that in the past, politics were not this stark. You know, it's like, oh, I like this guy. Oh, I like this guy. They're not that far apart. With the advent of Donald Trump, you know, maybe it's the Trump derangement syndrome, but like, it's never been easier for me to go, I like this. I don't like that. I don't like military parades. I don't like the $5 million gold card. Like, does that make sense? Like, at least there's something that you can, for me, easily say, I don't like that. And then I have a bunch of friends, like my friend Mark Cox, who's like, I love this. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
I think it's been going on a lot longer than just the last few years, though. I think we've been going down this track.
That's a good point. I think I'd agree with that. I think it probably started really when like TV and radio boom happened. So maybe the 90s. Now, I don't remember it that well before that because in the 80s I was a kid. But I don't think this dynamic existed under Ronald Reagan. I don't remember it under H.W. Bush. I do remember this dynamic starting under Clinton, where there was like this huge divide as to the people that loved him and the people that hated him.
We probably thought it did because Reagan famously said something like, these are not, pastels. These are bright, vibrant differences in color. But I don't think he was right. I think that they were just different parts of the same pastel colors to today.
Because I think the same thing happened quite a bit with George W. Bush, too. Like, starting with Clinton, then W. It certainly happened with Obama. And I think it's been basically ramping up. I agree with you, Dave. That's a good call.
The Nintendo Switch 2 sales have set a record in just 4 days. They sold over 3.5 million Switch 2 consoles. That sets a record for Nintendo.
Man,
can't find the darn thing.
Do you think, Andrew, do you think that's anything about anybody worried about tariffs impacting costs of those things down the road?
No, I think the damage has already been done, so to speak, when it comes to this particular product.
Okay.
Prices were higher than expected, and that was blamed on the tariffs.
Okay. What are they going for?
$450 for the base. Wow. Yeah, it's a little more than...
They used to be like $250?
No, I think 400 is probably what people were expecting.
Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah, so it's not so much crazier than they were expecting.
A man was convicted of posing as a flight attendant to score over 120 free flights. Now, look, I don't endorse fraud, but this is actually pretty impressive.
How did he get away with one of them?
He was convicted of entering secure airport areas under false pretenses and wire fraud, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. He booked flights only available to pilots and flight attendants. He claimed to be a flight attendant on multiple carriers. He He faces a maximum of 20 years in prison for wire fraud and 10 years for entering secure airport areas under false pretenses.
So he didn't work as a flight attendant?
No, he just claimed to be one and got flights as a result.
Okay.
You know what I bet? I bet he just walked right into the room.
You know, do you guys feel the same way? I just feel like bad stuff must be so much easier to do than you think. Like, I would never consider that, first of all, because I would be like, well, you're going to get caught the very first time, right?
And this when you look at TSA, though, you see there are lines for the pilots and the flight attendants. And if you have the captain's hat on and you have your ID that might be fake, they just kind of wave you through.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go, go, go.
Let's do one more story here. Cup Noodles is releasing a dill pickle flavored ramen. This is an attempt to attract Gen Z and young millennials who are drawn to the tangy and sour taste of pickles.
Yeah, enjoy.
Millennials, you guys like pickles?
I love pickles.
Gen Z would you eat pickles?
Would you eat the noodles though?
I'd try them.
I mean, like, I get it. A lot of generations like pickles. You know, it's not like new, but making like everything pickle flavored is new.
Right, old people love pickles. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 353.
Oh, I forgot to mention that Dave Murray's weather was sponsored by Saks Financial. Just
now you
wanted
have.
To
there
throw
you go.
That
now
in
you
there.
Have.
Thanks for the weather.
You've made several mistakes today, Rach, and one of them affected me directly.
What did they do?
You brought up how tired you are of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and it's been on my phone since.
Sorry about that.
Dave
Isn't that crazy?
Was listening.
That's the only reference, and it's just coming up on my phone like crazy.
Man, you know what's great? I haven't thought about them in months.
I know, but then when you do, it feels like they're trying to get themselves back out there.
There's been a lot of photos of them lately.
Yes.
Well, remember, probably
football season is ramping up.
It is, and he's probably going in. You'd think he's going into his last season, probably, right, Kev?
Probably.
Yeah.
So this will be
whether he wants to or not.
And then remember, openly, he's like going to go through the he's trying to go through the reinvention. And post NFL, he wants to be an actor and a movie star, and he wants to be the next Rock. Maybe he's a singer. Maybe he'll be on some Taylor albums.
Do you wish him bad things? Just say yes.
No.
don't leave me hanging.
I don't wish him bad things.
Just her?
No, I don't wish her bad things either.
Rachel
it's more
just
like,
hates women.
Just like, stop being like that. Just stop. I'm just tired.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.